this, and a less desirable or, you know, lower trafficked area can actually, you know, put downward pressure on market values, which would in turn increase the cap rate. And while that high cap rate might look favorable from a percentage standpoint, there could be more to the story there that we really need to find out. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Real Estate Redefined. I'm super excited to be here today. My name is Tyler Gracie, and this is actually my debut to the podcast. With me today is Kim Casey, my partner.
Hey, guys.
And so, Kim, what are we doing here today, and what are we going to talk about?
Well, I think you're going to be doing a lot of talking. I'm going to be asking you some questions, Tyler, and the questions I'm going to be asking you about are going to be about capitalization rates, also known as cap rates.
Yes.
So,
What a complex topic this is. So
it really is. Let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
I think, right?
So we'll try not to bore people.
We'll try not to, right? Okay, Tyler, what is a cap rate? Let's start out with that.
So yeah, I mean, a cap rate, there's definitely a couple ways to look at it, but you know what it really is, and I'll read you pretty much the actual definition here.
Okay.
So it is a metric used to gauge the approximate risk and rate of return on an income producing asset, assuming the investor paid cash. Cap rate is also expressed as a percentage and is derived by dividing the net operating income by the sales price or current market value. So that's the real definition there.
Right.
You know, again, you can look at it from a rate of return perspective, or simply just kind of, you know, calculating risk and possibly how long it could take to, you know, get your money back on an investment. So there's definitely some complexity to it.
There really is some complexity to it. So with that being said, could you tell everybody else maybe an easy to understand example of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll give an example. And again, to reiterate the formula to get there, you would take that net operating income and just divide it out by the current market value. So assuming, let's say that a property has a net operating income of $150,000, and its current market value today is, you know, right around, let's say, $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
You would divide those two numbers out, again, taking the 150, divide it by the 2 million, and you'd get a 7.5% cap rate. And in short, what this really means is you'd basically be looking at an approximate return of 7.5% on the property if you paid cash for it.
Gotcha. But is this really an effective way to value a property, in your opinion?
Well, you know, there's a handful of variables that, you know, are not necessarily factored into, you know, the cap rate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you know, cap rates don't necessarily factor in future cash flows or, you know, financing, any of that information. Also the time value of money and really what that, you know, money means today. So there's just a couple things, you know, just to name a few that it really doesn't factor in. So, you know, more or less, it's a quick way to gauge the proposed, you know, return on an investment. And really, it's the most beneficial when comparing multiple real estate deals of similar form and function. So if you're looking at, you know, the same property type in a, you know, specific area, it really helps you just kind of, you know, kind of compare them by just doing a quick, you know, quick calculation.
Gotcha. So people often hear that the higher the cap rate, the better. But I'm curious, is this always true?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, perhaps like many things in both, you know, life itself and the real estate industry, you know, we really have to look at it from different perspectives. So the big mm-hmm. question is, are you the seller or are you the buyer?
Right.
You know, there's basically an inverse relationship with market value. So typically speaking, and this is going to get a little wordy, but the lower the cap rate, the higher the value, and the higher the cap rate, the lower the value. I'll say that one more time. The lower the cap rate, the higher the value, and the higher the cap rate, the lower the value.
So what does this mean for each of them as far as buyers and sellers? How does it differ between the two? And how should they look at it from their perspective?
Right. So, you know, typically sellers, I mean, they're going to want to see a lower cap rate on their property. You know, this is indicating a higher market value. You know, the opposite of that is usually true from the buyer's perspective. You know, in most cases, buyers are going to want to see as high of a cap rate as possible. You know, they're seeking a higher return, and obviously they want to get the property as low for as low of a price as possible. You know, that being said, since the cap rate is also, you know, a measure of risk, having too high of a cap rate can also pose the question of whether or not there are factors that can impact the property negatively and actually drive the market value down. You know, location can be a huge factor for you know, put downward pressure on market values, which would in turn increase the cap rate. And while that high cap rate might look favorable from a percentage standpoint, there could be more to the story there that we really need to find out.
Right. So basically what we're going to do is blow the whistle on cap rates today.
Right. Yep.
So like so many things in the real estate industry, there are many variables that can have an impact. Why don't you tell us what some of these variables are?
Right. So, you know, the asset or the property type is, you know, definitely a huge one. Obviously, if we're looking at, you know, is it multifamily? Is it office space, retail? You know, is it a marina? Whatever it is, you know, that is going to have an impact on, you know, what the cap rate is going to be. Because again, there, it's just, it's got to be kind of property specific and what is, you know, normal, more or less for that property type. Location is huge. If it's, you know, highly trafficked area or, you know, maybe it's a lower trafficked area, that's obviously going to have an impact. Is there a need to be there? Is there demand for the area? All that stuff. And then really, you know, there's other various, you know, market forces that can have a positive or negative impact on cap rates. And some of those, you know, are going to be just your local, you know, local and overall economy, and just kind of where we're at in the market there. Inflation, deflation, same thing. It's going to just have an effect. What are the current mortgage rates? And you know, what's the amount of capital that's being infused into the, you know, local market there, as far as commercial real estate goes? I mean, again, if it's an area that people are really, you know, putting a lot of money into, and you know, it's developing, you know, in a great way, there's obviously going to be higher demand, and it's going to have a better impact there. So there's a lot to consider. So yeah, I mean, basically, when you look at it, cap rates might not have as much weight as one might think, unless there's comparable property sales that have sold, you know, with similar cap rate numbers recently. And just to kind of like dip into that real quick, mm-hmm. if there's, you know, let's say that there were 10 sales. Of a similar property type that recently sold in a, you know, localized region, all having a cap rate of, let's say, 7.5%, it'd be pretty safe to say that, you know, again, looking at all these variables, the next property, as long as it was comparable, would sell, you know, probably pretty close to, you know, right around 7.5% cap rate, just because there's that sales data to back it up. You can really back into it and say, well, all right, these sold for 7.5% cap rate. As long as everything else lines up, you know, it's pretty constant there. There's also, you know, these are the instances where obviously it's going to have a heavier weight when there is the sales data. Alternatively to that, when there isn't much sales data to go off of, you know, you basically have to look at it, and it could bear the question of what an appropriate cap rate might be, because you really don't have the data to go back to. Mm-hmm. And this is where we really start using other valuation methods to cross-reference and really come to an educated conclusion on, you know, really what makes sense for writing, underwriting that deal and kind of placing a property value there. So just in general, I mean, utilizing a cap rate should just not be the sole metric. There's definitely many other factors that should be taken into account. And this is where, you know, having a real estate professional, advisor, you know, that's really well-versed in investment real estate, comes into play and can really help assist with just providing the information that's necessary to make an educated decision.
Right. Well, Tyler, that was a really, really excellent explanation of cap rates. I know here at Seaport Commercial, we pride ourselves on having the proper tools, resources, and experience necessary to aid our clients in making sound real estate decisions. And we hope to have the opportunity to work alongside you on your next real estate deal. So if you want to learn more about how to best apply cap rates and what it could mean for your deals that you could be considering, reach out to Tyler Gracie. You can reach out to him at 860-510-3020. You can find him at his email, tyler@seaportre.com. You can get him on Facebook at Tyler Gracie Realtor, and on Instagram, you can find him at Tyler Gracie. You can find me, Kim Casey, at Kim Casey Realtor on Facebook. You can find both of us on Instagram and Facebook at Seaport Commercial. And thank you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Real Estate Redefined.